Thank you, Kelly, and good morning, all. As you have observed here, the last three presentations is a high-level excitement concerning Fox 4 within Dow AgroSciences. I know Dr. Thomas, he provided a general overview of the performance attributes of Cefoxiflora. This was followed by Dr. Siebert with the Linalaris, or the eastern plant bug, followed by Jesse Richardson on the western plant bug. And so what I'm going to be doing today is pretty much summarizing the internal research of control of cotton aphids with the Dow insecticide Cefoxiflora. And I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, includes Dr. Siebert, Ralph Laster, Bobby Haygood, Jesse Richardson, Bo Braxton, Jamie Thomas, John Richburg, Fikru Haley. And also, I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Larry Godfrey from UC Davis. And I would like to point out at this time that I do have a special acknowledgement for Dr. Boris Castro. I know that several of you know Dr. Castro with Dow AgroSciences. He basically put this presentation together, summarized the data, but he is on a sabbatical with Dow AgroSciences in New Zealand and could not make the presentation and have asked me to make the presentation, so I wanted to acknowledge him. I think if you're a grower, consultant, or a researcher, you've all seen what a cotton aphid infestation is like. You all have observed how quickly the population can explode, both adults and also nymphs. And also what this causes is basically the honeydew deposition, the cupped, the crinkled leaves caused by the cotton aphids. And then we've also saw the staining of the lint and then also the sooty mold caused by the honeydew. What I'd like to do, and this is the fourth time you've seen some of these attributes, but I want to make, as Jesse pointed out, there's people coming and going. I want to make sure everybody's aware of this. But Cefoxiflora is a broad sap-feeding spectrum. It's active on the aphids, the plant bugs, whiteflies, plant hoppers, scales, and other sap feeders. You've seen here in the previous presentations, it is effective at very low use rates, fast-acting extended residual control. I'm going to show you some of that data. And we feel like that it will be a very valuable rotation partner with other chemistries. And the spectrum and the properties of Cefoxiflora does suggest that it will have an excellent fit in IPM programs, and it is effective on populations resistant to varieties of other insecticides. And we at Dow do anticipate a 2012 launch in U.S. cotton. We've seen this chemistry. It is a sulfoxamine, and like I said, this has now been published in an IPO for anyone interested. The formulations, the physical properties will allow of Cefoxiflora will allow some formulation flexibilities. This was stated earlier this morning, but the 50WG formulation is, we at Dow target that for a U.S. cotton market. The use rate per application is going to be somewhere around 0.75 ounces for aphids, and I'll show you quite a bit of data on that. And then the 1.5 ounce is going to be our 1X recommended rate for the plant bugs. And as Dr. Siebert had pointed out earlier this morning, we can go and actually go higher if we need to. This correlates to 0.022 to 0.045 pounds AI per acre, or if you like metric, 25 to 50 grams AI per hectare. Our objectives that I will be discussing here this morning includes to evaluate the efficacy of Cefoxiflora insecticide against the cotton aphid, aphid gossypium cotton. The trial locations that I will be summarizing, all of these with the exception of Dr. Godfrey's, are our internal locations. You can see here with Dr. Davis here at the Dr. Godfrey at the Schaffner Research Extension Center, two experiments. Also, Dr. Castro at our Western Research Center in Fresno, two experiments. And then Dr. Siebert here at our Southern Research Center in Greenville, Mississippi, three trials. The methodology and all these, the experimental design was randomized complete block, four replications. Application, we either had one or two foliar sprays. They were applied with either a backpack or tractor-mounted sprayer. GPA was 10 or 35 GPA. Application timing for the eastern cotton, what I call eastern cotton, is basically the mid-south and eastward. We targeted the pre-squaring, and then the western cotton squaring and also late seasoning, or what we term bowl opening. The sampling, we had two different methods. There's 10 terminals, and the terminals did consist of a terminal consisting of all new growth in the terminal tip and the two uppermost expanded leaves per terminal. We counted in the lab with a wash method, and then the analysis was the Tukey's HSD. The treatment list that I will be showing here in the next few bar charts is sulfoxaflor at 0.022, pounds AI per acre, 0.033, 0.045, and then we had several different commercial standards. And in this presentation, I'm not showing all the commercial standards we compared against, but what we did try to target with some of the commercial standards is the recommended use rates in these experiments. And then we also had an untreated for comparison purposes. Looking here, let me outline this chart. Here on the y-axis is the number of cotton aphids per cotton terminal. This was conducted 2006 by Dr. Siebert. Here, the 3DAT is 3 days after treatment. The spray date was pre-squaring on June the 23rd, and then 6DAT is 6 days after the initial after the one treatment. You'll see here that sulfoxaflor did provide outstanding reduction in our cotton aphids. If you look at the untreated here at 3 days out, averaging over 300 aphids per cotton terminal, and either with the 0.045 or the 0.022 rate of sulfoxaflor, providing outstanding control in the reduction of aphids. You see even out at 6 days, with a level of about 314 in the untreated check, with the sulfoxaflor, we were actually less than 30 per terminal. Some more work conducted by Dr. Siebert at the Southern Research Center. Again, this was a pre-squaring. On June the 11th of 2009, sulfoxaflor at 0.022 compared to a sale at 0.05, centric at 0.05, pounds AI per acre, and an untreated. You could see at 5 days after treatment, the untreated check was averaging close to 500 per terminal, and with the sulfoxaflor, you could see it almost zeroed them out at 5 days and was equal to the commercial standards. Moving out to our Western Research Center, research conducted by Dr. Castro. Again, this is number cotton aphids per terminal. It's 7 days after treatment. You can see here with the untreated, we're averaging over 1,000, so a really high population of aphids here. Carbene were used as the commercial standards, and then with the sulfoxaflor at 0.022 at 7 days after, you can see here we reduced the population significantly. We were equal to a sale, and significantly better than carbene. And it got even better at 14 days after treatment with both sulfoxaflor and a sale, populations down to almost zero, and in the untreated, close to 600 per terminal. Looking at some more work at the Western Research Center, again, this is Dr. Boris Castro. You can see spray date was squaring cotton on the 21st. The untreated check was averaging about 93 per terminal at 7 days after treatment. Again, the sulfoxaflor at either 0.022 or 0.033 was highly effective, and it got even better at 10 days out versus the untreated check. And then the other commercial standards also performed comparable to sulfoxaflor at this rating interval. The work here with Dr. Larry Godfrey, at the University of California Schaffner Research Center. You can see after the 2 days after the first application, the population was still, this was only 2 days out, and you can see the population was about ranged between 50 and 60 aphids per terminal. This compared no significant differences among the treatments. If you look at 11 days after the second application, you can see here in Dr. Godfrey's experiment, he was averaging 377 with the untreated control, and then you can see here with sulfoxaflor at 0.022 was reduced the populations down to essentially zero. Dr. Richardson did, this is one of Dr. Godfrey's research location, and I thought this was very interesting. You can see here it's sulfoxaflor at 0.022 pounds or 0.75 ounces per acre. You can see here the healthy appearance of the leaves here versus the untreated check here. And as Dr. Richardson pointed out, quite a bit of sooty mold that you have observed on the leaves and then also on the bowls trying to open. So I thought that was really nice photo. Another one that Boris put into this presentation, I thought this is actually a squash leaf, but you can see it untreated. And I had mentioned earlier about the extended residual. This is at 20 days after the application. At the 0.75, you can see here not one single aphid there on the leaf versus many on the untreated. In a summary, Sulfoxaflor demonstrated consistent and excellent control of cotton aphids at 0.022 pounds AI per acre and above. It compared to the current standards. I want to point out that the 0.022 pound AI per acre rate, 25 grams per hectare, R is the 0.75 ounce per acre of our 50 WD formulation, which that is targeted for cotton. We have demonstrated outstanding performance in multi-year internal and both external trials in the U.S. Cotton Belt, and we feel like that Sulfoxaflor will fill a gap in the cotton aphid control. I do want to point out here that there's going to be three papers that's going to be following mine this morning, and basically that Dr. Jeff Gore from Mississippi State will be presenting some aphid data from what we call the Mid-South. I know that Dr. Leonard will be presenting some plant bug data, and also Dr. Catchett will also be presenting some plant bug data. Do I have any questions? Yes.
Will you all be seeing aerial components of the label?
Yes, we will. Yes. Yes, sir.
You didn't, nothing has been mentioned about translaminar activity is it contact? Is there translaminar activity?
You see contact, and also they are some translaminar activity. Yes, sir. And that's very important on the cotton aphid, because you look at most of the populations, you see, well, essentially all on the lower side. So, yes, it is translaminar. Thank you.